Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting, start winning, and book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon.
So I just wanted to tell a positive story. Earlier, we had the opportunity to have Fergie Jenkins in studio, and he was great, and he mentioned how much he liked you. Do you have any particular memories, fondly or otherwise, hopefully positive, of Fergie Jenkins?
Yeah, just times that we crossed paths. I did do a cruise with him. It's a baseball cruise that we were on, and he's just a classy guy. Of course, all the credentials, Hall of Fame and everything, but he just got a very, very nice way about him that, kind of puts you at ease, because I really looked up to him. I got a chance to face him in the big leagues, and I was looking forward to spending some time with him, and did do that, and just a real, really nice guy that had a tremendous career.
Now, on that cruise, you didn't happen to try and drop a fishing line into the ocean, did you?
Yeah, I was trolling back there. They didn't know it, but I did. We did have one stop, so I did go out on the boat and they have those excursions that you can set up, and I did do that, but didn't have very much luck on that one.
Even with the playoffs now no longer possible, how important is it for the team, for the franchise, to finish at or above 500?
Well, that's certainly a goal. It does mean a lot of things, I think, to everybody, because we fought so hard to get back in this thing, and we had a tough, eight games here, and you put in all that hard work, and the finish, the way we're finishing right now, it's hard on these guys. I know personally it would mean a lot. I think with the coaching staff, I can speak to them. We talked about it in the meeting yesterday that we have to play it out. But also it means that we played pretty good baseball from this point on. Even though we're out of it, we owe it to our fans that are coming out. We talked about that. Continue to play well. And sure, we're shorthanded now. But yes, at the end of the day, if you play over 500, that makes you feel a lot better about your season.
You were fired up last night after the game, though, and correct me if I'm misinterpreting this, but you felt like last night was not your team's best effort by any stretch of the imagination.
I probably did let some frustration come out there. I do think they're trying. We did make some mistakes, that we're just not accustomed to making. And, four hits again, we're not swinging the bats. And I get it. We're missing our core players, but we were playing good baseball without them. And now all of a sudden, we're just not doing much offensively. We're stuck on four or five hits, it seems like, every game. And of course, make some mistakes in defense. We pick a couple guys off. We couldn't get them out. And it's just those things that probably got to me. But I do think everybody's out there trying. You know, we had some guys that were playing hurt. I'll talk about Langford. This whole big thing's been with him. I talked to you guys last week, and I mentioned a name, and that's who it was.
Yeah.
He was trying to play through it, and man, what a warrior he was, trying to continue to play. And then Garcia, he's had that grade 2 quad strain. He's just not getting around like we're used to, and it's not a good look for him, because he's out there trying, but, it's hard to play this game when you're not 100%. So I probably did let some frustration come out last night, but, it's in all of us. We're doing, what we can, but, we just got to keep fighting. That's the only way we can go about this.
I know you probably can't or don't want to project into the future or future seasons, but is Adolis going to be able to play today or tomorrow? And if so, how important maybe is it for the home fans to be there to give him perhaps one final big ovation?
Well, I would like to get him out there. I can tell you he's not going to start today. It's bothering him a little bit more. I just got a report from our trainer, Lucky, who just let me know. So I tried to find him. I pinch hit the parents, but he's not able to go today. If he's able to go tomorrow, he'll be out there. For the very reason we talked about, that's why I wanted him out there in his home stand. This guy's done so much for us, helped us win a championship, and I know the fans love him, so that's why I wanted to play him this series. And so we'll see where he's at the next day, I guess, or tomorrow, because that's their last game.
Boach, a lot of times we talk about in a specific game, there was a turning point in that game, a moment that really stood out that you're like, okay, that's where the game kind of shifted. This season, can you pinpoint a turning point for the year when things kind of changed? Because I'm having a hard time. It's felt like it's kind of been like right there all season long.
It's hard to pinpoint one part of the season. I mean, with what's happened here recently, I can see the game in New York. We had a chance to sweep them. We had a man on third 3 times, couldn't get them in before we hit into Houston. That seemed to kind of help put us in a spin, but on the wrong note there. But during the season, losing Nate, that's a big one. Nate was one of our guys. Of course, what a great job he did as far as stopping any streaks or anything. So I'd say that on the pitching side. Anytime you lose, your top guys, Marcus, Corey, those guys, it's a lot to overcome. And we did for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys came up and they brought a lot of energy, but it's just hard to replace guys who, have that resume on a baseball card. And,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And when you get down to the last 2-3 weeks, they seem to get better. And so we did miss some of those guys. But we can talk about so many. I mean, Carter, that was a big loss. We lost So many guys at different times on the IL, and so I can't think of one game or anything though.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You'd think this guy's gonna inject a little juice into the club, right. And then the injury happens, and then you're like, oh, maybe the next one. I know you believe this team before the season. We talked about it multiple times. Would be a better slugging team. Do you think that philosophy will change heading into next season, or is this just a slugger's league? And how do we find and add sluggers?
Well, it is something we've talked about. I can tell you that, you know, CEY and I have had those conversations, and the front office has, to see what we can do to get better, get more consistent. I think when you're talking about just being a slug team, I think that's hard to do, especially in our game. And I think if you look at some of these other clubs and the success that they're having, for example, Milwaukee, although we end up sweeping them, but their success has been, team at bats and those type things, including speed, playing the game. We just played a team that has played great baseball, the Marlins. Yeah, they look bad. We got swept by them, but, they won again last night. They beat Philly. I love what they're doing there. And I thought their hitters really worked our pitchers very well. They worked them hard. And of course, they have some really good pitching, too. So that's a team on the upswing that they play the slug game, but they also get in and, put the ball in play. So these are things we're talking about.
When you talk about some of your interactions with Chris Young and the future of the team and everything, how would you welcome a multi-year contract extension offer from the Rangers?
I'm gonna keep with what I've been saying. We got five more games, so that conversation will happen later. I'm trying to finish this thing up on a good note. That's been my focus all year. And so, I'd love to talk about it, but I'm going to stay with, and it was my choice. Let's just wait and see where we're at, where we're at the end of the year.
Well, with the focus then on the final five games, aside from the discussions we had about finishing at or above 500, anything in particular that you would like to see in these last five games, like, continued hot streak from Osuna, or what do you want to see in these last five games?
I'd like to get some wins. Yeah, you touched on it when we started the show here with, playing over 500 baseball. That means that we finished up pretty strong and overall. It's not a bad season. Sure, it's not where you want to go or get, but it's a team that has had to deal with a lot, and finish over that mark would mean a lot to everybody. You always continue to evaluate. We get some young guys that again getting more playing time because of the injury. So this has been an invaluable experience for them. And as you move forward, it helps any decisions that need to make on what you need on the ball club, whether it's, out on the field or on the bench. And same on the pitching side.
You've told us a lot through the years about how important confidence could be for a player out there. I was hoping you could kind of go over why that is so important, especially in baseball again. And then if you can tell us anything about, and I might just be like projecting here, what happened to Josh Young's confidence along the way?
Yeah. Such a important part of a player's success is that confidence. If that gets shaken at all, you're not going to see the same player. We've seen it. And Josh Young is a really gifted player. But like anybody, when he started having some struggles, he lost some confidence. He started expanding the zone. He wasn't seeing the ball as well. I think you lose that maniacal focus that you need to be really good when you're either hitting or pitching on either side. And you see with a lot of, most players, almost all players, And it's a separator in between the average player and the good player, the great player. And you get better with it, I think, with time, as far as handling, you know, the ups and downs. And, you know, I've talked about how you need talent, but you need that mental toughness, which they have. But at the same time, you know, it just sometimes takes some guys a little bit longer. Right now, I've mentioned Berger. You can see a difference when he's confident, but he's dealing with a wrist thing that it's there, and he's trying to fight through it, and we appreciate it. He's doing all he can to play through this, but sure, it's going to, you know, shake your confidence a little bit as far as what you normally do at the plate.
Boach, we got to see it a little bit at spring training. They discussed it yesterday. ABS going to be there next year in baseball. Do you like that? And how much closer are we to robots taking over as umpires?
I really do like it. I originally didn't think I would like it as much as I did. We did in spring training. I thought it went really well. It's fast. It's quick. I think it's entertaining. I think the fans got into it when they showed up on the scoreboard, whether it's a ball or strike. I think the players liked it. And I think it's going to be good for the game because I had a couple of reasons. I mean, one, you're going to, you know, stop some of the, you know, complaining, whining, even on calls when guys are coming back to the dugout, mm-hmm. because you can challenge. And if you use both of them up, then that's on you. You have nothing to complain about if you challenge and you're wrong. Also, I think for the umpires, they want to get it right. They're human, and they're going to miss some calls. It's just going to go with the territory. We talk about this. We're not the only team you're going to miss calls with, and you know, you just hope it's more on the other side than yours, I guess. But so I think it will take a little bit off them, maybe. And the last thing they want to do is go home and end the game on a bad call. So anyway, I like it. It's really, really, I think, going to work well.
Well, last year after the season was over, we had you on the day before Thanksgiving for our charity marathon show. So I just wanted to put that bug in your ear. Think about it. In a couple months, we're raising money if you want to talk whiskey, fishing, and all kinds of other fun stuff. Maybe we would love to have you on the day before Thanksgiving.
That'd be great. Yeah, I'd love to do it. Yeah.
All right.
You can't catch anything, or if they're losing, you can't question me, all right?
Okay, that's fair. That is fair. Thank you very much, good sir. Best of luck today. We'll be out at the ballpark tomorrow as you guys shoot for finishing above 500.
Hi, guys. Always good talking to you. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
There you go, Bruce Bochy right here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.